在线英语听力室 teamroom.com 欢迎您
Dr. Joe Vitale.
It's really important that you feel good, because this feeling good is what goes out as a signal into the universe and starts to attract more of itself to you. So the more you can feel good, the more you will attract the things that help you feel good and are to keep bringing you up higher and higher.
Bob Proctor.
When you're feeling down, do you know that you can change it like that? Put on a beautiful piece of music. Start singing. That'll change your emotion. Or think of something beautiful. Think of a baby, maybe one you love. And dwell on it. Really keep that thought in your mind. Block everything out but that thought. I guarantee you'll start to feel good.
Make a list of some secret shifters to have up your sleeve. By secret shifters, I mean things that can change your feelings in a snap.It might be beautiful memories, future events, funny moments, nature, a person you love, your favorite music. Then if you find yourself angry or frustrated or not feeling good, turn to your secret shifters list and focus on one of them. Different things will shift you at different times, so if one doesn't work, go to another.It only takes a minute or two of changing focus to shift yourself and shift your frequency.
Love, the greatest emotion. James Ray, philosopher, lecturer, author, and creator of Prosperity and Human Potential programs.
This principle applies to your family pet, for instance, which I believe are wonderful because they put you in a great emotional state. When you feel love for your pet, that's a great state of love. It's going to bring goodness into your life. What a gift that is.
It is the combination of thought and love which forms the irresistible force of the law of attraction. Charles Honnell.
There is no greater power in the universe than the power of love.The feeling of love is the highest frequency you can emit. If you could wrap every thought in love, if you could love everything and everyone, your life would be transformed. In fact, some of the great thinkers of the past referred to the law of attraction as the law of love. And if you think about it, you will understand why. If you thinkunkind thoughts about someone else, you will experience those unkind thoughts manifested. You cannot harm another with your thoughts. You only harm you. If you think thoughts of love, guess who receives the benefits? You. So if your predominant state is love, the law of attraction or the law of love responds with the mightiest force.Because you are on the highest frequency possible. The greater the love you feel and emit, the greater the power you are harnessing.